Part 11. Apologizing.
Also a very important part because many times we hurt people's feelings or do the wrong thing without meaning to. Therefore, apologizing is very important. Number 76.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. That's okay. That's all right.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, do you want me to help you?
Okay. Yes, I do. Part 12. Hobbies, leisure.
What do you do to relax?
I love traveling.
Do you like sports?
Yes, very much.
Would you like to buy anything to take home with you?
Sure. What do you recommend?
Part 13. Weather. Of course the weather in Hainan is beautiful, but it still is worth studying how to talk about in English.
I like the weather in Hainan a little better than I like the weather in Guangzhou.
Me too.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What do you think of the weather here?
It's wonderful, but a little too hot for me.
It can get a little hot, can't it? Yes.
But it's not too hot for me. I'm no. from Miami. I love it.
Oh, that's right. You're used to it.
Right.
Hainan is a great place to visit in winter.
It sure is.
Part 14. Business.
85. You're welcome to invest in Hainan.
I'm very interested.
I'm sure you can make money here.
I hope so, too.
How's your business?
Business is booming.
Time is money.
I couldn't agree more.
We enjoy doing business with you.
We feel the same way. Part 15. Hainan special sentences.
And these sentences are really perfect to show off your English and show off your hometown. Number 90.
How do you like Hainan?
I think Hainan is very beautiful and the people are so friendly.
Yes, they are. I remember. There are changes in Hainan every day.
It's amazing.
I hope you'll come to Hainan often.
I plan to.
There are many investment opportunities in Hainan now.
Please tell me more about them.
Where would you like to visit most?
I want to see Tianya Haijiao. I want to see the beautiful beaches.
By the way, I see Tianya Haijiao every day, every time I spend 2 yuan.
I do too, so there's a chance to see it wherever you are. But so it's much, much more beautiful in person than it is on the back of the money.
That's for sure. There are many interesting things to see in Hainan.
I hope I have time to see them all.
There's never enough time to see them all. I found that out.
There sure isn't.
The air is clean and the skies are clear in Hainan.
I've heard so much about that.
Hainan is the Hawaii of the Orient.
You can say that again.
Part 16. Congratulations. Number 98.
We signed the contract.
Congratulations.
We got the job done.
Let's celebrate.
Part 17. Motivation and encouragement. These sentences are for days when you feel that you just cannot conquer English, or you have other problems that are getting you down. If that's the way you're feeling, turn to this section and practice these sentences until you feel much better.
Good idea.
Number 100.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
It's true. Number 101, never give up.
Number 102, Seeing is believing.
You can make it.
Honesty is the best policy.
Actions speak louder than words.
The shortest answer is doing.
All things are difficult before they are easy.
Just like studying Chinese for me.
And me.
Great hopes make great men and great women.
So true. There's no place like home.
Knowledge is power.
It's wonderful to have friends visiting from afar. And what could be more perfect to end this section and to end 111 sentences for Hainan? Anytime you're speaking English with someone, you can blurt out, "It's wonderful to have friends visiting from afar." And I'm sure they'll be very touched.
And I hope this friend from afar gets another chance to visit again real soon.
I hope so, too.
I love it there.
This part is self-introductions, three-li passages, or short speech. Self-introductions and short passages are a wonderful way to improve your English. If you can introduce yourself with confidence or recite a short passage in standard English, you will never be shy when meeting a foreign friend. Jim and I will read these passages at different speeds so you can understand exactly how to practice to have the best final result. So first, Jim, I'm going to ask you to read it as slowly as possible, exaggerating every word.
Okay, number one. Hi, everybody. I'm Stone Lee. Shanghai is my home. I was born and raised there. It's a beautiful and modern city. It is also one of the most important international cities in Asia. You are welcome to visit me anytime. I'd be glad to show you around the town. This is the first time I have left my home and traveled such a long way to Guangzhou to study English. Everything here is new and exciting to me, and I'm really impressed with the spirit of initiative. I hope I can get used to it soon with your kind help. I'm looking forward to studying with you and becoming friends with you. When I was in college, I liked walking around the beautiful campus, talking with my friends. I hope that when we have time, I can share the same happy moments with you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Stone Lee. Shanghai is my home. I was born and raised there. It's a beautiful and modern city. It's also one of the most important international cities in Asia. You're welcome to visit me anytime. I'd be glad to show you around the town. This is the first time I've left my home and traveled such a long way to Guangzhou to study English. Everything here is new and exciting to me, and I'm really impressed with the spirit of initiative. I hope I can get used to it soon with your kind help. I'm looking forward to studying with you and becoming friends with you. When I was in college, I liked walking around the beautiful campus talking with my friends. I hope that when we have time, I can share the same happy moments with you. Thank you. Now, if you want to practice to the point where you sound like a native speaker, you need to do it slowly, quickly, and at a normal conversational speed. So, Jim, would you read it at a normal speed, and then I'll read it at a normal speed, too.
Okay, I sure can't read it that fast. Hi, everybody. I'm Stone Lee. Shanghai is my home. I was born and raised there. It's a beautiful and modern city. It is also one of the most important international cities in Asia. You are welcome to visit me anytime. I'd be glad to show you around the town. This is the first time I have left my home and traveled such a long way to Guangzhou to study English. Everything here is new and exciting to me, and I'm really impressed with the spirit of initiative. I hope I can get used to it. I hope I can get used to it soon with your kind help. I'm looking forward to studying with you and becoming friends with you. When I was in college, I liked walking around the beautiful campus talking with my friends. I hope that when we have time, I can share the same happy moments with you. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Stone Lee. Shanghai is my home. I was born and raised there. It's a beautiful and modern city. It is also one of the most important international cities in Asia. You are welcome to visit me anytime. I'd be glad to show you around the town. This is the first time I have left my home and traveled such a long way to Guangzhou to study English. Everything here is new and exciting to me, and I'm really impressed with the spirit of initiative. I hope I can get used to it soon with your kind help. I'm looking forward to studying with you and becoming friends with you. When I was in college, I liked walking around the beautiful campus talking with my friends. I hope that when we have time, I can share the same happy moments with you. Thank you.
I'm Henry Lee. I am from Beijing, China. I graduated from Beijing University. Now I am a system engineer for IBM, working in our New York headquarters. My job is to develop new computer software. I enjoy the job very much because software development is very creative and imaginative work. So, if anyone here is interested in computer and computer software, please let me know. We can spend hours talking about computers. Computers are not only my job, they are also my hobby.
Now, as quickly as possible for Henry Lee. I'm Henry Lee. I'm from Beijing, China. I graduated from Beijing University. Now I'm system engineer for IBM, working in our New York headquarters. My job is to develop new computer software. I enjoy the job very much because software development is very creative and imaginative work. So if anyone here is interested in computer and computer software, please let me know. We can spend hours talking about computers. Computers are not only my job, they are also my hobby. Now, Jim, would you read it at normal conversational speed?
Okay. I'm Henry Lee. I am from Beijing, China. I graduated from Beijing University. Now I am a system engineer for IBM, working in our New York headquarters. My job is to develop new computer software. I enjoy the job very much because software development is very creative and imaginative work. So if anyone here is interested in computer and computer software, please let me know. We can spend hours talking about computers. Computers are not only my job, they are also my hobby.
I'm Henry Lee. I am from Beijing, China. I graduated from Beijing University. Now, I am a system engineer for IBM, working in our New York headquarters. My job is to develop new computer software. I enjoy the job very much because software development is very creative and imaginative work. So if anyone here is interested in computer and computer software, please let me know. We can spend hours talking about computers. Computers are not only my job, they are also my hobby.
Doing business in America. When you have a business meeting in the United States, come to the appointment on time. Americans consider it extremely bad manners to be late. You may be offered coffee, and then you should immediately announce the reason for your visit. It is important to speak directly and clearly about your subject. Be prepared to discuss details and be ready to answer questions. If your host disagrees with you, he will say so, and you may disagree with him too, politely, of course.
I love this passage because I think it's useful not only for learning English, but it's also valuable for offering practical advice when really doing business in America. So, when you have a business meeting in the United States, come to the appointment on time. Americans consider extremely bad manners to be late. You may be offered coffee, and then you should immediately announce the reason for your visit. It's important to speak directly and clearly about your subject. Be prepared to discuss details and be ready to answer questions. If your host disagrees with you, he will say so, and you may disagree with him too, politely, of course.
Wow. Now, you can take a breath now.
I know this one.
And if you're doing business in New York, you may have to talk that fast.
I hope not. Okay, I'll do it this time in natural speed. When you have a business meeting in the United States, come to the appointment on time. Americans consider it extremely bad manners to be late. You may be offered coffee, and then you should immediately announce the reason for your visit. It is important to speak directly and clearly about your subject. Be prepared to discuss details and be ready to answer questions. If your host disagrees with you, he will say so, and you may disagree with him too, politely, of course.
You can say that again, but I will.
Okay.
When you have a business meeting in the United States, come to the appointment on time. Americans consider it extremely bad manners to be late. You may be offered coffee, and then you should immediately announce the reason for your visit. It is important to speak directly and clearly about your subject. Be prepared to discuss details and be ready to answer questions. If your host disagrees with you, he will say so, and you may disagree with him too, politely, of course.
This passage also has some important words, so Jim and I will give you some sentences to go along with them. Consider. I consider him my best friend.
He considers himself intelligent.
I consider him to be a genius.
Extremely.
It was an extremely difficult and dangerous task.
I'm extremely tired today.
My mother is extremely angry with me.
was wrong.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。